The Marriage Equality Survey forms have arrived. Help make history and vote yes for a fairer Australia. VoteYes.org.au. This text was sent to thousands over the weekend by advocate group Equality Campaign, including to people with unlisted numbers. Many people are outraged about how the group got their number and are arguing it is an invasion of privacy. Opinion polls on Monday morning showed a rise in support for the No campaign, and many are blaming the texts. I spoke to Shirlene Robinson from the Equality Campaign to get insight into these campaign tactics. So there have been countless reports of ballot papers being thrown out, lost or destroyed. What impact do you think this is going to have on the survey result?
We would just ask everyone to be really mindful of whether they've received their survey form. And from today, you actually can ask for a replacement form to be sent to you if you haven't received one. So if you haven't gotten one or you do have any concerns about that, please make sure that you do request another one get sent to you, because we need everybody possible to turn out and to make sure that they send back those ballots.
And do you have suggestions for people who suspect that their vote might have been sabotaged in some way, thrown out or something like that?
Well, we've certainly been told that the majority of, in fact, all ballots should have arrived by today. So if you haven't received one then, and you were expecting one and you're on the electoral roll, then it's certainly well within your rights to make sure that you get onto the Australian Bureau of Statistics and ask for a replacement ballot to be sent to you, because it might mean that perhaps it has been misplaced or it has been sent to a different address or something like that.
Are there any legal implications for people who do destroy votes or tamper with votes?
Yeah, it is an offence to tamper with the mail, so that's certainly something that we would hope isn't happening. And the police have cautioned people against opening other people's mail, so certainly it is something that it's not legal to open other people's mail or to interfere with other people's mail at all.
The Equality Campaign sent out a number of texts urging people to vote yes over the weekend, and a number of these people had unlisted numbers. How did the campaign gain access to these phone numbers?
So the texts were sent out as a part of a random computer-generated process, and it's really just part of our attempts to make sure that absolutely everyone is aware that the vote is happening, because we do take that responsibility very seriously, that everybody needs to be aware that this is happening. It's very important to LGBTIQ Australians, their friends and their families. So it's part of many of the types of campaigning we're doing. So there were texts. There will also be door knocking, which has been happening, huge door knocks on the weekend, and a variety of other campaigning methods as well. So it was part of a broader process of campaigning.
So there was a lot of outcry over these texts, with even yes voters considering it an invasion of privacy. Do you think that it was?
Look, I think that it's one form of campaigning, and it's something that's happened before when there's been elections, and it's something that will probably happen again when there's other elections. So it's one method of reaching people. It's something that has been done by the campaign. You might be aware that the No side has engaged in techniques like robocalling. So we are seeing some interesting strategies being deployed this time. So as I said, it's part of a process of trying to make people aware of what's at stake with this particular issue.
I know that there's several Labor politicians involved with this movement. After the Medi-Scare campaign in 2016, with texts being sent to people, why do you think they decided to go ahead with this campaign tactic again, considering it caused so much trouble the first time?
Look, as I said, I think that this type of method is a method that is used in campaigns. It has been used before to build awareness about certain issues, and as I said, I think it will be used again. So, you know, there has been a lot of attention on it, but I would also emphasise that we are doing a variety of other things as well. So it is very easy to focus on that, but it is part of a much broader effort, a huge scale of campaigning that is happening to really get out the vote in a number of different ways, and it's just one of those ways that we're engaging in.
This morning's opinion poll showed that the support for the no vote has lifted from 34% up from 30%. Do you think the text had something to do with it?
Look, I think that, that there's been, unfortunately, a scare campaign that has drawn attention to a lot of things that actually aren't related to marriage equality. Things that really have very little to do with loving couples marrying each other. So, of course, once a campaign gets underway, you will see movement in the polls. But I think that the important thing to remember is that what's really important is that people return their ballots. So we aren't going to know the final results until the results are declared in November. All we can do is look at those polls and tell everyone that we know how crucial and how important it is that they return their ballot papers.
Do you know if this style of campaigning has been successful in the past? Do you think that it changes people's minds?
Which particular?
The mass texts to people?
Look, as I said, I think it's a modern type of politicking that has been used in a variety of scenarios in Australian elections and overseas. So, you know, I think we're a technologically based society. So as technology evolves and changes, then I'm sure campaigning will also evolve to reflect that as well.
And I have heard some experts say that this rise in support for the No campaign could actually help the Yes vote, as it'll motivate people who are just assuming that the Yes vote will pass with no help from them. What do you think of this theory?
Look, I think that it's always good if people have it in the back of their minds that there are no guarantees, and that this vote, we know that there's overwhelming support from Australian people for marriage equality. Every poll has told us that for the last 10 years, but we can't be complacent because we need people to make sure that, you know, their ballot paper doesn't just sit buried under a pile of paperwork and takeaway menus. So we need people to remember that they have to return the ballots. It's really important that as soon as you get that ballot, you fill it out and then you return it. So I think anything that reminds people that each vote is going to count and that it is critical that they return them, is it has to be a positive thing.
So are there any events going on, arranged by the equality movement, going on in Brisbane for any listeners who are interested?
If people are interested in being more involved in the campaign, we're certainly always looking for volunteers, and I would definitely direct them to our website, equalitycampaign.org.au. And if you sort of have a look there, you can find a lot of resources that will tell you sort of what's going on and also allow you to sign up as a volunteer. So I think the great thing about this movement is that we are seeing people from all walks of life really giving up their time to be a part of something that I think is quite extraordinary. And so if people are listening to this and they sort of think, I would like to be a part of that, I do have some time or some skills I could contribute, then I would certainly urge them to have a look at that website and get in touch with us and be part of something that I think hopefully will achieve a remarkable change.
This is Ebony Wilson reporting for Brisbane Line.